The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 21, text number 38, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on March 31st, 2009, in Tartu, Estonia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 21. Text number 38. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Brahmanya deva purusha paratano.
Brahmanya deva purusha paratano.
Nityam hari yascharana vivandanat. Charana Bivandanat. Avapalakshmin Anapayanim Yasho.
Avapalakshmin Anapayanim Yasho.
Jagat Pavitram Chamahatamagnani.
Jagat Pavitram Mahatmagnani.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. I will read all the way through now, and then I'll give the book to you, and you can translate.
No, he's translating, so he can do running translation.
He's doing a running translation
for
him. Oh, okay, that's fine then. Sit a little closer, so you can do it a little softer.
Okay.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead. The ancient eternal Godhead, who is foremost amongst all great personalities, obtained the opulence of his staunch reputation, which purifies the entire universe.
You are not doing one sentence at a time because he's just doing for ego.
I know. By worshipping the lotus feet of those Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Purport. The Supreme Person is described herein as Brahmanya Deva. Brahmanya refers to the Brahmins, the Vaishnavas, or the Brahminical culture, and Deva means worshipable Lord. Therefore, unless one is on the transcendental platform of being a Vaishnava, are on the highest platform of material goodness. As a Brahmin, he cannot appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In lower stages of ignorance and passion, you should just whisper in his ear. Sit very close and say it right in his ear. That's how it's normally done. When these running translations are done, they're done very softly so that it's not audible for everyone. You just make it audible to him. In the lower stages of ignorance and passion, it is difficult to appreciate or understand the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord is described herein as the worshipful deity for persons in Brahminical and Vaishnava culture. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Vishnu Purana 1965. Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the prime protector of Brahminical culture and the cow. Without knowing and respecting these, one cannot realize the science of God And without this knowledge, any welfare activities or humanitarian propaganda cannot be successful. The Lord is Purusha, or the Supreme Enjoyer. Not only is He the Enjoyer when He appears as a manifested incarnation, but He is the Enjoyer since time immemorial, from the very beginning, Paratanaha, and eternally. Yatscharana bivandanat. Prithu Maharaj said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead attained this opulence of eternal fame simply by worshipping the lotus feet of the Brahmins. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the Lord does not need to work to achieve material gain, since He is perpetually supremely perfect. He does not need to obtain anything. But still, it is said that He obtained His opulences by worshipping the lotus feet of the Brahmanas. These are His exemplary actions. When Lord Sri Krishna was in Dwarka, He offered His respects by bowing down at the lotus feet of Narada. When Sudama Vipra came to His house, Lord Krishna personally washed His feet and gave Him a seat on His personal bed. Although He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna offered His respects to Maharaj Yudhisthira and Kunti. The Lord's exemplary behavior is to teach us. We should learn from His personal behavior how to give protection to the cow, how to cultivate brahminical qualities, and how to respect the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 3:21, Yad yad acharati shrestas tattadeve tarojana. If the leading personalities behave in a certain manner, others then follow automatically. Who can be more of a leading personality than the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And whose behavior could be more exemplary? It is not that He needed to do all these things to acquire material gain, but all of these acts were performed just to teach us how to behave in this material world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described herein as Mahattama Agrini. Within this material world, the Mahattamas are great personalities, or Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. But He is above all of them. Narayana Parovyaktat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is in a transcendental position, above everything created within this material world. His opulence, His riches, His beauty, His wisdom, His knowledge, His renunciation, and His reputation are all Jagat Pavitram, universally purifying. The more we discuss His opulences, the more the universe becomes purer and purer. In the material world, the opulences possessed by a material person are never fixed. Today, one may be a very rich man, but tomorrow he may be poor. Today, one is very famous, but tomorrow he may be infamous. Materially obtained opulences are never fixed, but all six opulences perpetually exist in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only in the spiritual world, but also in the material world. Lord Krishna's reputation is fixed, and His book of wisdom, Bhagavad Gita, is still honored. Everything pertaining to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally existing. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru
Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Ragunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So there's one point I noted here. Very amazing point, actually. The more we discuss his opulences, the more the universe becomes purer and purer. Nowadays, there's a great cry to clean up the environment. That the air is polluted, the water is polluted. Actually, people do not realize what is the cause of this pollution. The cause of the pollution is the minds are polluted. When the minds are polluted on the subtle plane, then that subtle pollution then becomes also manifested on the gross plane. They try to clean up the environment through gross methods. But those gross methods will never be successful because the cause of the pollution is on the subtle plane. If you want to successfully destroy a disease, you must attack it on the causal level. So the pollution problems on this planet are due to the polluted minds of the people. So if we can gaze our minds in Krishna consciousness by hearing about Krishna, by talking about Krishna, by bowing down to Krishna, by offering foods to Krishna, by eating the foods which have been offered to Krishna, by associating with the devotees of Krishna, by reading the teachings of Krishna, in this way associating with Krishna more and more and more and more and more. By this way, our minds become pure. And as our minds become purified by engagement in devotional service, this has a purifying effect on the entire world. Otherwise, how can Srila Prabhupada state this? That the more we discuss his opulences, the more the universe becomes pure. In other words, just by participating in this conversation today, you are purifying the universe. Some may say, well, the one who is speaking, and maybe he's doing it, but I'm just hearing. But you know something? Hearing is just as potent as speaking. By hearing nicely these topics about Krishna, by your hearing also, you are having a purifying effect on this universe. So, the more that people will engage in this hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, bowing down to Krishna, cooking for Krishna, eating the foodstuffs which have been offered to Krishna, the more that we absorb ourselves qualitatively and quantitatively. In these activities, the more we will see that this material world becomes purified. So it is not hopeless. All the problems of the world can be solved simply by Krishna consciousness. You may say, but I'm already practicing it. There's so many of us already practicing it. And the world problems are going on. In fact, they appear to be getting worse. And actually, they are getting worse. That's why we have to increase the number of the devotees. Right now, the devotees are such a small, insignificant fraction of the world population that even though what they're doing is having a tremendous uplifting impact on the world, because there's so many people doing grossly demoniac activities, killing the cows, killing the babies in the womb, so many demoniac activities. That's such a heavy burden of sin on this planet that even though there's so many devotees counteracting it, it's still going on full force. So that's why it's very important that more and more people can seriously take up this pathway, like we're asking you, you see. We're asking all of you here today that you must be seriously fixed in chanting the prescribed number of rounds. You're chanting 16 rounds. Your initiated disciple.
She's not initiated.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You're getting ready to be initiated someday.
I hope so.
That's good. Very good. We appreciate very, very much what you're doing. And we're hoping that Igor also can become Goswami. Bringing the senses under control. Because the more that we can absorb ourselves very nicely in Krishna consciousness, then the world becomes purified. The hellish, nightmarish atmosphere on this planet, you see, it can be changed. This place can be heaven on earth. We can turn this place into heaven on earth by ourselves becoming absorbed in Krishna consciousness and by spreading it. It may seem impossible now. We're such a small number, tiny number, coming to the Bhagavatam class. There's only, seven of us here, you see. Out of a huge population in Tartu, only seven have come. Even some of those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they have not come. So it may seem, well, that's the hope. But actually there is great hope. Even if one person is purely engaged in Krishna consciousness, by his influence, the whole world can take it up. So each one of us to try to become such a pure devotee that just by our own personal practice of Krishna consciousness, the whole world can become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada always said, Ekash Chandra, one moon. There may be 1,000 stars in the sky, but what they will do to light up the night? Practically nothing. So when there is a brilliant moon, the full moon, that one moon can light up the whole sky. So Srila Prabhupada is more interested in having one moon-like follower than having thousands and thousands of stars-like followers. So we should all try to become the moon-like devotees who can light up the whole sky of this material existence with Krishna consciousness. It's really interesting here to see Krishna's statement. Krishna is saying that he has his opulent position as the Supreme because of worshipping the Vaishnavas. In other words, he's saying that, you know, if it wasn't for worshipping the Vaishnavas, I wouldn't really be God. My position, my opulent position of the Supreme, I actually owe that to the mercy of the Vaishnavas, because by worshipping them, I've gotten this, I have this position. Of course, this is humility. But it's a very interesting humility. We don't usually think like this. That God has... Of course, we know everything is by His mercy anyway. But this is His humility. He is saying that I would not have my position, my opulent position, had it not been for my worshipping the lotus feet of the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. We say, well, how Krishna can be dependent on his devotees? Actually, Krishna loves to be dependent on his devotees. This is his rasa. This is his... Even though he's the supreme independent personality of Godhead, he voluntarily, for the sake of his own happiness, places himself under the influence of his devotees. That's why Mother Jashoda can scold him, and he plays the role of Damodar. That's why Arjuna can engage him as chariot driver. And here also, he's subordinating himself to his devotees, saying that without them, I cannot have my position. Because of their mercy upon me, having worshipped them, therefore I have this position. So how much each and one of us then should respect the Vaishnavas? If Krishna himself is worshipping the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, then what should be our position? Obviously, we have to worship the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Krishna himself is doing. He's teaching us by his example. So many times they ask me, well, how do I get over this fault-finding tendency to find fault with the devotees? Here's the easy answer. Just worship their lotus feet. You worship their lotus feet. You're too busy worshiping their lotus feet. You don't have time to think about it. Bad thoughts about them. Always worship the devotees. Always honor and respect them. This is the easiest, simplest way to make rapid advancement on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. Always be very respectful and appreciative of Krishna's devotees, even if they have some faults. Even if they have some faults. See the good side as being more important than the bad side. Because it is. It's more important. Krishna has been watching and waiting as we've gone through the cycle of birth and death for millions of lifetimes, watching and waiting, when will that opportune moment come when this person can take up my service? He's been waiting. So do you think Krishna is dwelling on our faults? He's well aware of our faults, but he's most interested to see that bhakti is waking up within our heart. That is more interesting to him. That's what he's eager to see. The awakening of bhakti within the heart. So that should be our focus. I must awaken the bhakti within my heart by strictly following the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti. Just like a dormant volcano is active with deep within. And sometimes erupts. That means the internal activity now becomes externally manifested. So every living being is a volcano of bhakti. that bhakti may be very, very deep within. But by coming in contact with the Krishna consciousness process, the Krishna consciousness movement, then that bhakti within, it comes to the surface. It comes out. It's like a volcanic eruption. That molten lava with deep within the volcano, it bursts through and becomes manifest. So that bhakti within the heart, it will burst through and become manifest. If one faithfully executes the principles of sadhana bhakti, you chant at least 16 rounds daily on the japa mala beads, and to strictly follow the regulated principles. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, and no gambling. So are there any questions?
Here, Lord Vishnu is speaking or Prithu Maharaj?
Hmm?
Is that
Prithu
Maharaj speaking or
Lord Vishnu? Yeah. Looks like it. We can double check. This chapter is entitled Instructions by Prithu Maharaj, talking about Krishna.
What you were saying about, like, Krishna is saying that he has his position as the Supreme Person by worshipping the Brahmana.
Right.
But this is Prithu Maharaj talking.
Yes, he's describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Position of Supreme Personality of Godhead?